Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So college sophomore Zach Coplin, who grew up in conservative Louisiana and goes to college in Texas, found his rabble-rousing Martin Luther King Jr. moment some time ago. In a state with very conservative views about permitting creationism and other alternatives to evolution to be taught in public schools, this budding scientist and activist decided to take on the state establishment before he was even out of high school, to get the law changed and to get the scientific community around the world to join him. He's also attracted the anger of the conservative right in Louisiana. Zach Coplin, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Zach, I want to get this out of the way right at the top. Okay, are you the Antichrist?
I don't think so.
Are you a stooge of godless liberal college professors?
I also don't think so either.
And did you cause Hurricane Katrina? Think carefully about this now.
It lines up a bit weirdly. I mean, Hurricane Katrina was 3 years before the Louisiana Science Education Act was even passed. And there's a few years after that before my repeal campaign started. So if it was preemptive, maybe, but I don't think so.
All right. So that's a no, a solid no on Katrina there.
I know. I'd like to be able to claim it, but I can't.
That's just part of the controversy you've stirred up with this anti-creationism, my language, not yours, this attempt to get a more scientific approach to teaching evolution in Louisiana schools against what is the legislative mandate. What are you trying to change?
So in Louisiana right now, we have a law that allows supplemental materials into public school science classrooms to, quote, critique what the Louisiana legislature has identified as controversial scientific theories. Now, these scientific theories aren't controversial among the science community. Evolution and climate change are supported by the overwhelming majority of scientists and all the evidence. But the Louisiana legislature doesn't like these, and they are politically controversial. So you can challenge them in a science classroom.
All right, so you got your work cut out for you. You're a little bit like President Obama trying to change gun laws in states that, you know, have basically made carrying a gun a requirement as opposed to regulating it. In Louisiana, what has to change? Laws, textbooks?
Laws to start. I mean, our textbooks, luckily, are very good. The Louisiana Science Education Act requires you to teach from the textbooks and the supplemental materials. So the next step for the creationists after the Louisiana Science Education Act was to throw out the textbooks. And in 2010, they tried. And we actually stepped up and we prevented them from throwing out those textbooks. So we've maintained very good textbooks. But states like the state I'm currently in right now, Texas, set the adoption for textbooks across the country because they're so large. And Texas often has trouble adopting good science textbooks.
So you've had some pretty decent impact in Louisiana on the textbooks. But in terms of getting a law through the legislature, by my count, you haven't even gotten on a committee yet.
We haven't, but we've made major progress in committee. I'd say that. We've gotten from a 5-1 loss to a 2-1 loss, which is a remarkable shift when you just get utterly defeated. There's one vote for you and 5 against you the first year, and one person left the room that year. And then we make 4 people leave the room or not vote in our second year. That's incredible improvement.
Yet the chances of Louisiana actually reversing itself on this seem, by my calculation, like almost zero.
I mean, we will eventually win. I'm sure of that. The problem is it will take longer than we'd like to take to have this all repealed.
Now, some would say that you're just taking an issue that people, you know, at liberal universities around the country will certainly pay attention to, but you're not going to change any minds in the places where it really matters, and all you're really doing is dusting up your resume for what I assume will be a successful career as an activist.
I mean, I wouldn't say that Baton Rouge, Louisiana is anything close to a liberal university, and so anyone who's saying this is just a non-controversial issue that's resume boosting is it's absolutely absurd.
And how you doing over there, Rice? It's a tough school.
I'm doing pretty well. It's a tough school, but it's a good school.
Zach Coplin, science activist and college sophomore who's working to repeal the teaching of creationism in Louisiana public schools through the LSEA, Louisiana Science and Education Act. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.